Do you like the idea of being healthy each day? What if I told you that it's possible to be healthy just by reading one page of a book each day and doing what that page says? Healthy Living Every Day is a new book available on Amazon that offers an array of alternative healing and preventive therapies. This book is the wellness blueprint that will help you live a happier and healthier life. Get your copy on Amazon or use the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can live happy and healthy. This is also my mom's first book, so I'd love to see Breakthrough Success listeners grab their copies and reach out to her if they're enjoying the book. Anyway, let's jump right into the episode. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Cabrera, the podcast coach here, helping people launch, grow, monetize their podcasts. And there are so many different resources, podcasts and YouTube, that can help you grow your business. But there is a secret weapon you can use to dramatically transform your business. This same resource also helps you dramatically transform your life. And that secret is helping. So how can we get better at helping others and also doing that in a way where, you know, it helps us with our marketing. It helps us with all the different things that we are doing, because helping other people is one of the best things that we could possibly be doing. So the guest who joins us today, she's a successful marketing strategist and conversion copywriter. She shares her experiences as co-host of the Chatting with Copywriters podcast. Our guest here also developed the concierge conversion method to help business owners and entrepreneurs draw in the right people with the right message at the right time. So our guest who joins us for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Kimberly Whitekemp. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark. Thanks so much for having me, and thank you for that fantastic introduction.
Kimberly, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. And I love the idea of helping people. Like, I feel like that is something that's going to be so useful, because I think people remember people who help them. So I'm wondering if you could share with us when you had this big aha moment where helping should be like a big part of our marketing and what we do for our brands.
Absolutely. So I worked with a lot of software companies when I first got started. And basically, they were all doing really new and exciting and innovative things. But their audience, right, the people that they were trying to help, didn't know what they did. They didn't understand what they did. They didn't understand what exactly the offering would be, because sometimes when we get so close to our business, we get so dialed in about all the exciting things that we can help with, that we aren't speaking the same language, and that we're not kind of really explaining what we do and how we can help. So it kind of came from that, in that I realized when I would speak to my clients, they had these really big level ideas. They had the big details about what they were doing. But I would say, okay, so how is your buyer going to understand that? And then I realized making something in simple language was the key to kind of bringing in the right people. They had this idea about who would be best for their products and services, but they didn't have it in their marketing as to who they were actually talking to, and then creating the marketing message that was helpful to that particular audience. So I started creating content and kind of helping guide my clients into figuring out exactly who they could best serve, instead of trying to reach everyone, and then how to get them to know about their company. And the best way to do that was by creating content and creating marketing messaging that was helping them with the problems that are at the core. Right? These people, they had a reason as to why they decided to create a particular software, and it was to help solve a problem. So I decided, you know, putting that at the very core of any kind of marketing messaging was, how can I help you? And that also goes back to my days as running a budget hotel, right? The first thing you ask when anyone walks in is, how can I help you?
Yep. Yeah. And that's an important point. It's not just about helping people. It's also about getting people to understand how you're helping them. So one of the things that I'm doing for the first time is a retreat. Two authors and I are teaming up to do a retreat in Florida, Ocean Writing Mastermind, where we help authors reach six figures. And like, being clear on that, like, it's not just like author mastermind. We just throw it up there and we hope people guess what it is. Like, we're being very clear about what kind of end result people are going to get from that. So Like you could be very well intentioned, but if you have the wrong copy and you're not explaining how you help your clients or potential clients or whoever may come across your brand, you're missing out on being able to actually help those people just because they are not able to understand you.
Exactly. You know, whenever I talk about how you can help people first, it's all about focusing in, as you said, right, on the exact people that you're going to be reaching out to and connecting with first. You know, what you said was you are helping authors reach six figures. So automatically you figured out exactly who you're talking to. And then you also have kind of a way to figure out what are they looking to get help with, right? That's really simple. You're finding out, okay, what are the questions they're asking? But it's not what are authors asking in general, because authors could be asking questions about how do I create a character or how do I write a nonfiction book? But they're asking questions specifically about how to reach six figures. So, you know, all of the different types of questions, then you create content that answers that question or that gives them that one little tidbit that can lead them to a next idea and a next idea. It's kind of leading them down that path, because if they don't know, you know, if your audience doesn't know the general idea about what you do, you have to kind of guide them with step-by-step instructions down from the general idea, which is I need help with growing my business, down to I need help to get my business to six figures, I need help automating my business, and kind of, you know, taking those broad ideas and then creating more and more content that answers those more narrow ideas to kind of help them help themselves and then figure out, you know, what the next step is.
Yeah. And, like being able to identify like what those next steps are and like, you know, what those next steps are, if you're the creator of the product, but being able to lay those next steps out for potential people, and then their minds will like wander. Like, you know, then you give them what the next step is. They'll think about what the following step is. And then you're creating this dialogue with the person where, it's as if you're talking to them through your words. And I feel like there are some people listening to this right now who they understand this idea of making themselves easier to understand. But I feel like there's some people who they don't fully understand themselves and who they're trying to help. So from a business standpoint, like how can we figure out who our actual avatar is? Like how do we know who it is that we are supposed to go out there and help?
Absolutely. So there's a simple exercise I kind of lead my clients through generally, and I'll ask them the general question, right? So who are your buyers, right? That's the general question. And they'll give me an answer like, okay, we serve companies that have more than 250 employees. And I say, okay, we're going to stop there, because the person reading whatever content, whatever marketing you put out there, it's an individual. So the key to creating avatars, if you will, is to create individuals first. And I'll kind of lead them down through this exercise saying, okay, who are the three job titles, essentially, that are the people who are going to read your stuff? And then they'll think about it and they'll say, oh, well, HR managers and, you know, the head of accounting and the head of marketing, let's say. And I say, okay, great. So who have you served more of in the last 6 months? And it's kind of just narrowing it down, because while you can help a lot of people, it's much easier for people to see themselves in the examples that you give when you're speaking to their exact needs. So if we talk about HR managers, for example, I'll say, okay, what kind of HR managers? Are these new HR managers? Are they people who've been working for 10 years? Are they people who have a large department, a small department? So it's just kind of going down to those really, really specific questions. And I'm a big proponent that people don't have just one avatar. Most businesses are really well suited if they have three different avatars that they can talk to. Because, you know, if we're talking software, for example, some people, the product you create is great for individuals. It's also great for small businesses and then maybe enterprise level. But the features that you offer at each are very, very different. And the reason they're looking for your solution is very different as well. So it's narrowing down those three types of people. And again, it's the individuals, right? And it's not just, oh, it's a female between the ages of 25 and 45, because it's really, really broad.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you have multiple avatars, because when I hear avatar and the way most people say it, it's like, I'm talking to Jimmy. I'm talking to like the 30-year-old guy who's like a side hustler. And they go into this whole thing about Jimmy. But it is interesting how you mentioned have multiple avatars, because there's some people who they are in different subsets. And if you are narrowed in on one avatar, you could forget about the other two, which could still form a very big segment of your business. So I certainly like that perspective. And then it's easier for you to do your messaging. Is there a way that you are able to do different messaging for all three of those different avatars, like with sales pages and stuff? Like, or is it another way that you have different messages for each of those three avatars?
Absolutely. So when you're talking about your three avatars, those are like your three best options, right? The three best people that you can best serve. And I kind of explain to people, you're not excluding others, but you're bringing in the people that you can best help. And once you have those three avatars, then you can create highly targeted content and highly targeted marketing for each of them. So if you create, for example, a social media post that is specifically for that new HR manager who's just started working, she's got 10 people that they have to supervise, for example. If you create a social media post specifically for that person, and then you also create a social media post specifically for the person who's been doing this for 10 years, you have very, very different messaging for them. But then you're going to be leading them down a path to finding out more about your business with different messaging and with different content. So I would say from that social media post, you take the new HR manager to one blog or to one podcast episode or to one YouTube video, and you take the HR manager who's got 10 years experience to a completely different one. And that's bringing them in, but bringing them in with messaging that's very, very specific to them. And then I'm also a big fan of creating your general messaging for like an email sequence and then replacing the examples depending on how they got in. So maybe you have a checklist for Avatar A, let's call him Jimmy, right? And then maybe you have a checklist for Brooke, who is our brand new HR manager. And you have a checklist for Amy, who is the HR manager with 10 years experience. And those checklists relate to how they can run their departments more efficiently, for example. So when you get them into your email sequence, it's based on what checklist they downloaded. So you can tag them in your email, software. And the emails that you send out are going to serve the same purpose, right? You're going to introduce who you are, what your company does, and why your company got started, and maybe one or two advantages of your company software. But the examples that you give for how to use your software, you know, that's only going to be one or two sections of the email. But those are going to be specific to the people you're talking with, which is all about giving the right message to the right person at the right time, because you're creating that highly targeted messaging by answering the questions that your avatars are asking. So you're going to answer those questions in the first type of content that they interact with, but it's also going to be leading them down that path where the marketing that they interact with from your company is very, very clear and very specific to their experience, but you're not having to create completely different funnels for each one. You're just kind of switching out the examples or switching out the, this is you in the future using our software and how it would help you.
And I really love that last piece also, where you say that you're not creating a new funnel, you're just changing things. I mean, you just have to change the example so that it relates better to the avatar. But when people hear things like, segmenting a list, having three avatars, having different pages for each of those people, I mean, the thing that pops up in my mind, and I'm sure a lot of other people's minds, is extra work. And when you hear like, don't change your funnel, don't change your welcome message, just do some little tweaks here and there so you're still reaching out, you're still making it customized to the avatar without literally doing a whole funnel from scratch, definitely makes the work a lot easier. So really great point there. I'm wondering if you could share with us a little bit on how you get people who fit that avatar to learn about your business and what you're all about.
Absolutely. One of my most recommended ways is to do something called sponsored posts. So where are your ideal avatars hanging out? And instead of, you want to be able to create the blog content or the, blog content or video content, whatever method you choose to use as your inbound marketing material, you want to be able to create that on your own site for sure. However, it's going to take a few months for that kind of material to gain traction on Google, right? It's the nature of SEO. It's the nature of how these things work. It might take a couple of months for Google to find the page, for them to realize the page is useful, all of those things. And in the meantime, you know, it's not getting in front of the right people. So you have a mix, right? If you create it on your own site, then obviously sending it out to social media, posting it within your groups, like on LinkedIn and Facebook, that kind of thing. But a really great way to kind of skip that waiting period is to, you know, do a little research. And if you're already creating the product or service for a particular avatar, you probably have an idea of like, is there an association that they're a part of? Or is there a magazine that most of them read? Like, are the people you're targeting readers of Forbes, or are they readers of HubSpot, or, you know, that those kinds of things? And a lot of those companies, Inc., Forbes, they have what's called guest posting ability. And you submit an idea based on their audience. And if they say yes, you create the article. And it's, again, creating that highly targeted, helpful, informational article that's answering a specific question that you've already done the research for. You've already asked your own buyers, you know, what were your top concerns before working with us? And you already have a topic that most likely they're going to want to read. And then you put it in front of them in something they're already reading at. And you can, that's one way to kind of jump the waiting period, if you will, to get them onto your site. Is, you know, social media is great, sharing is great, but if you can get that stuff published as a sponsored post, or even some of them, a lot of those types of publications, they accept non-sponsored posts. They aren't going to necessarily, as long as it's not come buy my stuff, come buy my stuff, come buy my stuff, as long as it's that helpful article, right? As long as it's that helpful informational piece of content that their readers want to read, they're happy to publish them.
That's a really great point. I mean, guest posts, sponsored, non-sponsored, being on other people's podcast shows, because that's very similar, yes, really makes it a lot easier for you to get your message in front of more people. I mean, Breakthrough Success listeners, some of them may not have known who you were before this episode, and now they know who you were, and this is a free exposure that you got. So like, that's really good. One thing I thought of, because sometimes like it's good to grow yourself and create the content, like the blog, your YouTube channel, but for the people who I've seen, like sometimes it's like one big person who shares their content and then their whole channel, their whole whatever takes off. So some could describe that as luck, like, oh, like ESPN features like some person who's good at sports or something like that. But there are a lot of micro influencers out there, and they're like getting very good engagement from their audience, but they don't get approached by as many sponsors. So a lot of micro influencers out there could be really great, and I feel like a lot of them wouldn't price themselves that high, or wouldn't know how to price themselves high, because who really approaches a micro influencer, someone with like maybe 1,000 followers, or like not this big audience, but you know, very good engagement. That's one other approach you can use. Really put your money to work for you, or just put your time to work for you with the guest posts. But I'd say those are some really great ways to build awareness for yourself without having to like still grind and stuff on the blog post and YouTube on your own side or podcast, but it can speed up the process a lot.
Absolutely. And another way, it's more of another time commitment, right? But building those relationships with the influencers, either micro influencers or slightly larger, if you like their content, if you think their content is useful to the people you're serving, you know, reading up on it, leaving comments, that kind of thing can, you know, that's what we call sweat equity, right? It's your time that you're putting in. But to that effect also, if you are, you know, creating the content for your own site as well, you know, if you're talking YouTube or if you're talking your own blog, that kind of thing, you can also do what I call borrowed authority, which is you can take a portion, right? Find a good stopping point, maybe the top third. You introduce the idea, you introduce one of your tips, and then you put it into something like LinkedIn Pulse or Medium. And then you link back to the article on your own site. So that's one way to get in front of more people who are maybe interested in business and marketing. And if you post it in a business and marketing category on LinkedIn Pulse or on Medium, they can decide if they read the beginning oh yeah, I'd love to learn more about this. And then that can lead them to your site. And that's just another way of, if it's the content that you're already creating, you might as well get the most use from it. And then, you know, a lot of guest posting is a free venture as well. But again, it's an investment of your time.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the guest posts. I've done guest posts for some blogs where they require you to write like 2,000 words, have research, have like 3 links and all these different things. So it is a time investment. Like podcasting is definitely a lot quicker with the time investment, but I feel like it's not as clear cut to be a guest on some shows. Like I know for Breakthrough Success, I don't have like a ton of places where you can easily be a guest. Like you have to reach out to me. While for a lot of guest blogs, they have like a whole form you can fill out, instructions, things like that. And on that point of using LinkedIn and Medium, I mean, we're just talking copy paste. It's not that much effort and you get in front of people who could become potential clients. So really great platforms as well. And all these insights are spot on. And I feel like for people who want to continue following Kimberly's work, Chatting with Copywriters, really great podcast. You should definitely go check it out. But where are some other good places we can find you and follow what you're doing?
Absolutely. So my website is travelindustrycopy.com/podcast. There's a nice little download on how to increase conversions. And that's basically building in that helpfulness into your website so that people stay on your site longer and then are more likely to convert. It's a 5-day email series. They can get that at Travel Industry Copy. And if you'd like to follow me, I'm on Twitter at @K_WEITKAMP. I have a very difficult to spell last name. Go me. And I'm on LinkedIn, Kimberly Whitecamp. Please, you know, I love connecting with new people. Let me know that you heard me on Breakthrough Success. And on Facebook, it's Travel Industry Copy as well. There's that business page. So I love finding new connections. And please just let me know where you heard me. That always helps. I'd like to know who the random people are reaching out to me, because I always love learning about new businesses and figuring out how I can help others.
Well, speaking of very hard to spell names, Mark, you think it's a very easy name to spell, but we have a C in my name, so a lot of people do it with a K. So I definitely understand that, but we'll have all the links in the show notes. So if you're confused about any of our names, all that stuff will be in there. We'll also throw an Ocean Writing in the show notes as well, something a little easier to remember. I'm doing a mastermind with 2 fellow authors about how you could become a 6-figure author. That will be in the end of January. In Florida. So you'll get more info on that page. But once again, Kimberly, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was such a pleasure having you on Breakthrough Success.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. I really enjoyed talking with you.
Kimberly, once again, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Breakthrough Success. It was really great to hear all of your different insights. And for everyone listening, thank you so much for joining us in this episode. Thank you so much for supporting the show and doing all this awesome stuff and continuing to follow my journey for this decade. We've got a lot of awesome things coming in the next decade. Some of those things, I have no idea what they are yet. But what I do know as a fact is that our first episode of 2020 is going to be one where we talk about how can we use data to scale quicker and make more revenue. How do we read different data to figure out what it is that we are supposed to be doing? What are the best action steps? So that is going to be the next episode on the Breakthrough Success podcast and radio show. But anyways, thank you guys so much for continuing to come by and listen to the show. And we've got a lot of awesome things in store for you for 2020 and the entire decade as well. So signing off on this episode, dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today.